Well, look, this is an amazing link, this one, Carolyn. I'm looking at you. You can probably guess where this is going, can't you? Because we've been talking about worms. Now we're going to talk about wormholes. Oh. Sorry. Also on the forum, wannabe astronomer says, since we don't know what's past the event horizon of a black hole, could a black hole be a wormhole? Or would it just kill you and add you to its mass in its centre? Could you just explain what all these words mean? Wormhole, black hole, event horizon?
The event horizon is, if you like, the horizon beyond which you can't detect any event. So it's the invisible boundary around a black hole. It's the point of no return. Like if you step over that, yes, the short answer is you get killed, you come part of the black hole. But the trouble is that no information can cross from the inside of the event horizon to the outside. So as the questioner says, we don't know what goes on inside the event horizon. What we suspect is there's lots of empty space, and right at the centre you've got what's called the singularity. It's the black hole itself, its infinite mass crushed down to tiny, tiny volume. There are ideas that say your black hole is rotating and maybe the singularity gets stretched out into a ribbon. It'd be possible to cross over the event horizon, perhaps fall through and avoid becoming part of the black hole, and perhaps pass through something called a wormhole, which is like a tunnel through to elsewhere or elsewhen in the universe, and get spat out in the opposite of a black hole, which is a white hole. So you have this idea, you fall into the black hole, go through the wormhole, get spat out as a white hole. Now, all of this, if you look at the maths, is okay. You know, if you look at Einstein's equations, they can predict black holes. They'll also produce white holes. The only snag about white holes is you have to wind time backwards rather than forwards. So it's a bit of a snag for them actually existing. And also, we see black holes everywhere in our galaxy. Everywhere in the universe, we don't ever see a white hole. So then you've got to start questioning whether wormholes exist. Now, they're a really nice idea. You know, you see them in science fiction books and movies, how you get around the universe or how you travel in time. In practice, when you look at the equations, and I'm simplifying grossly here, they're very unstable. You put a toe in a wormhole and it will just collapse around you. So I don't think it's a good way of getting around the universe. So the answer, we go back to the fact that, yeah, if you go over the event horizon, I think you're going to become part of the black hole. It's going to kill you. Yeah, in fairly dramatic ways. Just to remind everyone, a black hole, despite the name, is not a hole in space. It's a thing. It is, you know, an area of extreme mass, extreme gravity, and you would just add to that mass and gravity.